Welcome to the Council of Moms, where we figure it all out and answer all of your questions. Just kidding. Someday I hope to be able to say the Council of Moms does that. No, the Council of Moms is a safe place where we're able to find validation, help, support, camaraderie, a real sense of purpose, and a realignment, I think, with no judgment. Because moms get judged enough. We have enough of that. I want this to be the counter, the antidote for that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I have found in my own parenting moments, and especially the most crucial ones, it's been fellow moms who are a little bit younger, older, different demographic, different in any way, that have helped me the most. And so that's what we hope that the Council of Moms does for you. We are on YouTube. We're also have a social media presence on Instagram and Facebook, and we want you to join the conversation. So if there's something on this particular Council of Moms that you want to contribute to, leave a comment. And we read every comment on The Lisa Show, and we'll respond. So I'm really excited about this Council of Moms because we're tackling a big topic that I think we dance around and that we don't really address directly. So we're going to do that today. But before we do, I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. I'm the mom of five. I have what I call five baby adults. They think they're all grown up and they're just babies. They're not quite. Well, maybe my oldest. Well, you know, I don't know. If my kids saw this, they'd be like, excuse me, I pay my bills, pardon? But I'm like, do you? No, just kidding.
Could you do that thing again?
But have you paid your dues?
Little baby adults, they're so cute. I love my kids. I always like say it's like I'm the ringleader of a big band of weirdos, and I love them. And I'm at the stage of parenting where I feel like it's such a gift if they want to spend time with me. Like, and I, because I'm just obsessed with them. So that's the stage of parenting that I'm in, which is kind of a weird stage to be in. But we also have other members of the Council of Moms. Here today we have
Carrie Ann Rhodes, and I am a mom of two, and I'm an older mom. So I had my kids at 40, close to 40, and they are 12 and 10. So we're in the middle of the best time right now. Like, I think I'm going to look back at these ages and think, when I think of my kids young, like, this is where we're at. So we're having a lot of fun, and we're hitting puberty. So
congratulations.
It's like we're on the roller coaster and we're going to start ratcheting up the hill.
You're in it to win it.
It's the good times right now.
Also with us,
Allison Dayton, and I have three children who are grown-ups, and a grandbaby now, which
is so lucky.
And I can't get enough of her, all of the squishy things. And I think it's because I missed those young ages, 20-something, 25, 28 years on, and here we are. But they're great, and they're trying to figure out adulting, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they check in just to see if we have any advice for them once in a while.
Right.
That's nice.
I'm grateful that they'll do that.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a mama bear.
Yep.
And I have three fab cubs, and they're grown girls, and they're in their 30s. And I'm Momo as well. I have a little guy named Louie, and last week I had Rowan. She's a week old, and Sam is arriving in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I'm going to have a little Oreo set with the little girl in the middle and the two guys on the outside.
Yay. So cute.
Yeah. And I'm in the phase of parenting where I just said this to my daughter's about to give birth. I said, I don't know what to tell you, except you seem so ready. And the fact that I don't know what to tell you or have anything to say is the best thing I could ever say.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
That's so great. Well, thanks for being here. I alluded to very mysteriously that our question is something that is just sort of hard to talk about. I don't know how often we talk about. And it's a little how-to. How do I help my kids develop a relationship with God and religion? And it's kind of a big question because, it's help them, right? Like that's such a personal thing, but how do I help them do it? And I think maybe I can start things off. And typically I think it was like, well, this is what we do. This is who we are. This is the family. Like, we're Protestants or we're Catholics or, you know, we're Jewish, we're Mormon. We're all these different things. That's just the family that you grow up with. And so then you just sort of take it for granted or just as part of your heritage. You have family stories, certainly, but I think now it's a lot more transparent. People know that they have choices with that. And if you are a spiritual person, and I am, and I'm a religious person as well, I want my kids to have that. I see such great like value in it, and I want them to. And I want to help them in that, because forcing it is like, it's just, it doesn't, first
it's
of
not
all,
working.
It work.
Yeah.
And
no,
second of all,
working.
It's like, it goes against my religion.
Yeah.
So to force them. So how do I help them do that? I'd love to know what your experience has been like so far.
I for me, it's been a lot like what you've said. It's been, well, this is my husband and I share the same faith. And so kind of the things that they did growing up and the things that I did growing up kind of meshed really well. Like that was something we didn't have to hash out as we were dating or considering marriage. So that was kind of an easy thing to start with. But we do the things that kind of promote the values we're trying to instill. So we're a family that we go to church on Sundays. That's part of, you know, our religious habit, if you will, but part of our religious ritual. And, you know, as you grow up, you talk to your kids about, a lot of it comes from like behavior, right? Mm-hmm. You're instilling your values through behavior starting in preschool of like, share, don't hit, be kind, that kind of thing. But I had an experience 2 years ago where my son, we were having a conversation I don't even remember what the conversation was, but it must have had something to do with religion.
Okay.
And he was talking and he goes, well, I mean, we're not that religious. So, and I think I had an out-of-body experience. I fainted. And then when I came to, I was like, what?
Are you kidding me?
And it really got me thinking, why does he think we're not that religious? Like, it really gave me pause as a mom. And in my mind, I think I said out loud to him, like, wait a minute, like, we go to church on Sunday. We pray as a family together. Like, what do you think religion is? Like, did he think that we like needed to be wearing robes and living an aesthetic life? He just, I think my shock kind of shocked him into like, well, I mean, you know, like, he backpedaled a little bit. But that really gave me pause as a mom of like, oh my goodness, am I doing what I think I'm doing as a mom, or do I need to step it up?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened with your kids that you had a moment
of
pause.
Has it changed the way that you parent then?
A little bit. We've been a
In our religion, we like to do this, son, and now we're going to do this religious act.
Now we're
going to
be religious books. Right now. Minute.
Yeah. On the calendar, it says religion today.
religious day.
I remember those days, but I'm in like in a different part of life.
Yeah.
And I have kids and spouses who aren't participating in church. And then I have a gay son and work with a lot of gay LGBTQ families. And it's much more complicated, that relationship between like God and religion and the child.
Yes.
And they're trying to navigate new ways of finding like being in that space.
Yeah.
And I think if we try and make it like, you have to do it this way, it doesn't work. So I spent a lot of time just talking about their relationship, like no middlemen, no nothing, like your relationship. And some kids don't even like calling, like using the word God or the name God. At some of them, you know, but some sort of higher power that is outside of you.
So I'm curious, like, what kind of questions do you ask your kid or talk about?
Well, I mean, I try and talk about, like, the relationship. Where's your relationship with God? Like, my children are all okay with the term God. And I think they have a very, like, from our religious tradition, they have a very specific idea of what that is. How is your relationship? Are you taking this to the Lord? Because really, it's just between the two of them, right? It, like, as parents, and when they get older, they don't want you in that. They don't want you in any other business, and especially not that, because we're like kind of the old school religious people, and they're in this new world. So we really just talk about their relationship with God, And if they're feeling that like connection, and if they're able to go to this source for strength outside of everything that's going on.
I like that. And just if it can preserving be peaceful, that relationship. Yeah.
I mean, that's a goal even with younger kids.
Right.
I just want them to feel that there's something else beyond our own family where they are loved and valued.
And that they have purpose and meaning, and that I think it's very protective to think that, you know, I'm here for a reason and I've got this divine guidance. And I wish I would have been better at just that straight connection when they were little.
I know. So I wish I would have talked about that more. I think I did, but I'm so tired. I think I forgot.
I know.
No, but really, sure, like, I can't. I'm like, I did, didn't I?
I know.
Or because I have five kids too, I'm like, I know I said this.
I'm pretty
but
sure.
Which one was it too?
Definitely the first one. You know.
And like you, I really resonate with that. Like, we pray, we go to church, we participate. My whole thing is like, we participate. Mm-hmm. We
doers.
Show up. Yeah. You know, to help. Yeah. It's not just about us. Like, especially like in a religious community, my push has been, as you're figuring out your faith, it's still okay to go. You don't have to like pledge allegiance before you walk in anywhere. You can be figuring out whatever and still be part of a community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's
and
value.
Take,
like you,
take
can, you can decide and take the good.
Take
too.
The good. And if the if
and I know
other
that
stuff?
Doesn't resonate with everyone, and that some people find that off-putting, but not everyone does.
No.
And I just want to present them with options.
Yeah, and it gives them the personal freedom. Because I think if they think, I have to take this whole thing and swallow, you know, this whole thing, which some of it I don't like, I just think it's impossible.
They won't,
for
you
them.
Can't swallow the whole thing.
No.
You have to, like, you have to digest it. Right?
And they might be wiser than we were. Because maybe, I think I swallowed whole. Like, I was like, oh, the whole thing, yes. But now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
What about this? I'm doing the work that the kids are doing now, which I think is
Well, that's interesting.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. To have those discussions, you have to be able to go through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting over here like in like stunned silence because how did I grow up? You know, I grew up going to Catholic church, but my parents never once stepped foot in church. So I took myself to church from the time I was, you know, 5 years old until I was 16 when I said, can I stop going now? Because no one else is going.
Bless your heart. Did you go through CCD and like catechism
and all that?
Yeah, I did
all that stuff. I did everything. And what came out of it for me is I have a strong faith and love of a higher benevolent presence in my life that has just stayed with me.
Yeah.
And I married somebody who started out being an atheist because he never had religion in his life. And I'm like, well, okay, how does this all fit? Now we're going to have kids. What are we going to tell them? So we kind of went the spiritual path. And I didn't really know how it was affecting my kids. I knew that they always were around, like, some incense and some loving chanting music. And before we went to Disneyland, before we took off, I always said a prayer before I went on the road. And then I said a prayer when we got there. And they're like, oh, mom and her prayers. And I'm like, learn the prayers and say them with me or we're not going to Disneyland. You know,
okay.
So it's like, sit on your hands and everyone say the prayer. You know, so, but what was really like hilarious in a way is my daughter, I think she was in middle school or something. She had to fill out a paper. Like, you know, they ask you to do those worksheets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is your religion?
Yeah.
And she was like, and she looked at my older brother was there, Tom, and she goes, Uncle Tomba, what is my religion? He goes, you're a Hindu Christian. And she goes, oh, okay. I go, you're a Hindu Christian. What does that mean? You know? So it's just been, a thing without a label that really fits.
Right.
But I know for a fact my kids, even though it's not overt, They have the most loving hearts, my girls.
Well, isn't that what we want?
Yeah,
achieved. There you go.
Check.
Goal achieved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
For me, I want my kid. I think isn't it interesting how this goes immediately to a conversation of like what our motives are, right? Mm. Like it isn't about control or we have to be the same or have the same moral worldview. For me, I want my children to have comfort and peace and power in a way that I can't give them. That that for me, I know has come from God, right? And has because I don't know what they're gonna face in their lives. But I know that it will be unexpected.
Right.
I just think if you have a relationship with God, you're going to be okay. You know, like if you – I feel that and I've expressed that. So for me, I think that if I can remember my motivation, then it helps to like quiet my fears of, well, why aren't they doing this or that?
Right.
Or, I don't know.
You let go of how it looks after a while, and you just sort of
it's, and how it feels,
and how how it feels, and then it just sort of shows up. And you know, I was telling you that I have my kids write me every year a list of things they learn from me, so I can kind of see, you know, what's on the
list. Because I love this idea that she has, because it's not just like, I want you to know these things, but it's like, no, what have you learned? What have you taken?
It might be totally different.
We teach things unintentionally.
And I actually aggregated them about a few weeks ago. I had almost 100 things they learned. I sent them off to the girls to make sure that they had learned those things, and they said yes, yes, yes on the text. But I looked at them, and I'd say probably 3/4 of them were unintentional. Like I,
really?
They somehow imbibed it. It wasn't like I sat down and had a book that
No, but that's
read.
So
but as far as, you know, the spirit goes, they wrote things like, don't look behind your head, stay in the present day. And I really taught them that, you know, I did do that. I'm like, hey, you're always taken care of in the moment. Like there's always an answer in the moment. And I think that was my way of saying there's a power greater than you.
Yeah.
There's and force, just stay awake and see what the clues are around you, and you'll be taken care of. So I think they were those kinds of lessons that came out. Not so much the scripture of Mo, but, you know.
I love that idea.
Just to
have,
like, I do love that. That's
have it written down.
Yeah, have it written
down.
What
a cool thing.
And I think other people would find that list kind of I'm absolutely fascinated at what your grown children.
I have a bunch of them with me from the first time I wrote. It's a practice we do every year in our family. I try to do it on Mother's Day.
And that's really cool. Okay, is there anything scary on there? You're like, oh, sorry.
No, and moms often say, oh, I don't want to ask. You know, your kids love you. You love your kids.
Yeah.
They're not going to go out of their way to say something bad. They might yell at you in some on fight. But no, when they have to sit down and it's nonverbal communication, and they're just going to really have to reflect and write. My daughter said it really showed her over the years, all the lists that she's written, that she saw her values being formed as a woman as she was getting older.
So she could see, like she recognized.
Yes.
Like the growth. I think that's such a great idea.
Yeah. It's such a great way to come together as a parent and as a child where the communication is clear.
Yeah.
These are the things that we can agree on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great place to start from too. I think that inherent in the question, like, how do you bring your kids or teach them to have a relationship or encourage them to have a relationship with God? Inherent in that question is what is that connection that we have? Because my whole purpose as a mom is seen through the lens of a daughter of God. It really is that I have a responsibility. And I really feel like being a woman of faith helps me to be a better mom, because it's forcing me to be a better person. I'm thinking about it. I'm not just like, well, I hope. No, like it's something that I take very seriously. And so I want to make sure that that's communicated to my kids, right? Yeah. That it's not this like anxiety and I want to control you and I'm anxious for your soul or your welfare. Well, and instead I want it to be, I love you so much that this is affecting the way that we are as a family, and that you belong 100%, and that God intended for us to be in a family together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that changes the way that kids see. Those are the messages that I want them to see from, like, my faith of you have been loved for eternity. You were loved before you came to this earth. You will be loved. And you don't have to do anything to qualify for that, and that you always belong in our family, and that God loves you in an infinite way that, like, I can't even express, but I'm trying to learn. I think that's a different way to talk about religion and faith than
to teach your kids that you're not – you as their parent, you're not the ultimate authority on – life or their life, that if they,
or truth or goodness,
right? If they know though that you seek from other sources, that you're trying to be better or learn more, I think that's a good life lesson.
I hope that's the thing that they would write on the paper.
Well, no, it's mirroring, right? When they just watch what you do, and I finally reached a point. Well, I don't think I ever got to the point. I just was never self-conscious about my love for God, for spirit. I was never self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're praying, we're doing this, we're going here, we're going to meditate, we're going to take a walk in
nature. Why can't you fully express what you think?
Who created the trees? Do you think they just grew from, you know, God created the trees? You know, it's like whatever, they would kind of make fun of me. I'm like, I don't care what you think. And now I, you know, yeah. and I, I believe I can say this. My kids love me and they accept me for who I am. And they like that I'm an open person, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Because if you get self-conscious about anything, whether it's your looks or, you know, whatever, you know, your faith, the kids pick up on that.
They do.
And if you feel
it
like
it stops being fun,
you know, like your point of view is so beautiful that, you know,
I just hope that's the message I'm giving, you know.
Well, your kids are happy, right? You have a happy.
I think so.
Day to day.
Day to day.
Today, they're great. Yeah. I know. That's how day-to-day. It gets.
They're all locked in the car. They're good.
Yeah, they're fine.
You know, I wonder, like, you were talking about your daughter's feedback. Like, that's got to be an important part of this too, right? Like, what do your kids believe, especially when they get older and they have their own sense of what God is or what God isn't to them? Like, talking to them, asking a lot of questions of them.
Yeah.
Because I think we spend a lot of time trying to, like, you like what I'm doing, right? Isn't it good?
Aren't I awesome?
Isn't it the best?
Isn't this great?
But like, with God, like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, heavenly parents or this whatever they would call it. Like, I think asking kids, I think as moms we don't ask enough.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
And that's kind of the switch from younger kids to older kids is like, oh, now they're driving the bus and you're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Instead of like you're
taking
them.
Kind of guess and check too as they get older, right? Yeah. Like they're trying to say, is it okay for me to say what I really think? Because this is what I really think. And I remember one time one of my kids was basically being like, I'm not interested in your religion, but I love you and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So I don't know if you want to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. That was the subtext. Yeah. They would never, you know, it wasn't that clear. But I knew them well enough that I was like, okay, so here's the subtext. And that becomes then an opportunity for connection, right? It's an opportunity to be like, I want to have real relationship. So I'm interested in what you think.
Yeah.
And I hope then that we can have an adult relationship. I think I did say this explicitly. I said, I want to be able to be like, oh, I learned this thing in the scriptures. Or I've been really struggling with this and I've thought about this and this came to mind or whatever. I want to be able to talk about my spiritual life like openly and like you were saying, Mo, like not filter it.
Yeah.
I want to have a real relationship so that we can go back and forth and not be like, well, I can't say that because they don't. You know what I mean?
They don't believe the same way.
They don't believe the same way. I would like
to
know back and forth, right?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not in a manipulative way.
Right.
But honestly, like, I just want to share this.
Did you ever have a conversation with your kids, you know, and at a certain age, right? They're more self-conscious about who they're growing up, you know, how they're growing up and what their friends are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Did that ever come into play?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, I live in an area where everybody's at least familiar with the major religion, right? I grew up in Nebraska where I was a religious minority, my family of origin, and knew lots of people, you know. So I think I actually had it easier because everybody was a different religion or no religion, and it wasn't really that big of a deal when I came to be that age and stuff. And so I've had to learn as a mom to be like, oh, yeah, there is added pressure when you live in an area where everybody's the same or has that kind of
same
expectation religious-wise. And so I tell my kids, I don't know what that's like because I had the opposite. Yeah. I don't know, you know.
We've had to be explicit about that. Like, we love to travel with our kids, and so— we've needed to be explicit about we may be the majority like in this little area that we live in, but let's talk about the world. And you know, we visited countries that have been non-Christian or countries that have another like state religion, and I'm a teacher of architecture and design, so going to like other churches and shrines and temples is like my jam. And so that's been an opportunity then to talk to my kids about, oh, well, you know, we don't have the corner on, you know, this idea this idea of love. Like here are the ways that we're all the same. And I think that's been beneficial to, you know, I want them to have my values, but like without the pressure, there are other things that exist in this world.
Yeah.
Well, and like when you understand other people's religions, don't you think it makes your own stronger?
Yeah,
like you see these little
actually.
Bits in the other and how people are in pure devotion in this religion or in this religion. And I think it strengthens my own beliefs in my own system, my own religious beliefs. I love the idea of teaching kids.
Or at least gives you something to explore. Like, wait, why is that the same then? Yeah. Or, I welcome the questions. Welcome the, well, wait a minute.
I know. I love it. Moments. Someone calls it holy envy, right?
Yeah,
like,
holy envy.
Oh, they have the coolest tradition.
Totally have holy envy.
Yeah, me too. I've got it, a lot of it.
I think that also the kids have to, like, have their own evidence, their own proof, you know, for how's that working for them. And it's been interesting to me to hear how they will say, Mom, there was a car accident, and, you know, we'll go by it, and they go, the reason we didn't get in that car accident is because, remember, you lost your keys for 10 minutes, and that stalled us for 10 minutes. So that was grace that kept us from getting in the car, because that could have been us. And so they'll, like, tie things together. I'm like, oh, yeah.
They're trying to figure it out.
They're trying to figure
it
out.
How does this
like,
work?
Like, how does grace work in there, you know, that we got some grace and weren't in that on that freeway at that time. And you know,
they can see a blessing, or
they find him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They find the blessings. And then
we just like find what we look for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think as mothers, we can point their heads in a certain direction of things to look for, but never force.
Right. Something I fear though about.
Yeah.
Because being an older mother, I do have the advantage of like, everyone's a little bit ahead of me. And so I can be like, oh, what's going on?
Oh,
That's not going to work. Let's do that. You know, and we're headed in some directions that my nieces and nephews that are older have made vastly different choices than like our generation of siblings did, and it's been wonderful, and it's been scary, and it's been, you know,
all the things. Yeah,
and I'm trying really hard to keep the communication open. And I have one child who is very comfortable telling me things.
Yeah.
And even things like close to the heart, like it's my daughter. So if she had something that she felt, she'll tell me. And then I have this wonderful son, but who, you know, he won't tell me, he'll tell me everything except things that are close to his heart. And that's my biggest fear of my kids growing up. Like, what advice can you give me with younger kids? I do give them the chance to tell me, like, what can I do better? I've asked that question a few times. We try to talk. And so what have your kids told you, or, you know, how do you keep the communication open?
And this will be our final question because we're running out of time.
Well, this will be where I ask them what they learned.
Pressure's on. No.
Yes. Ask them what they learned.
You'll get a list from your son that'll be completely different than a list from your daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're hearing you differently, and they're different people. But they'll validate that you're on the right track. You're on the only track. I mean, we're on the only track we can be on.
Yeah, right? Like, what other track do you want to wake up?
And I think it's brave to ask, what can I do differently? Because to be really honest, I actually don't want to know sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds like work and like some emotions I'm going to have to go through.
Well, because you're never off the clock.
No, and for sure, I blow it all the time, you know. But I think that's very brave to keep asking your kids, what can I do better? And if something they say sounds, I don't know, like it won't work, you can always be like, yeah, but this is why I have to do that. How can we make that work? I really like that. I don't know if I want to do it, but
I think you're doing
it right now
by asking them and giving them the space then to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would also say, if you're anything like me, just practice not being reactive.
Yeah.
And practice like relaxing your face. I'm not being funny. I really
totally.
Am. Like,
yeah.
Because they would tell me stuff and I'd be like, what? Like, you know, all my fears and worries, but I didn't think that they could see it, but they could see it all over my face.
Yeah.
So then they didn't want to tell me stuff. But if I was just like, oh, tell me more. And inside I'm like, what?
You had
inside,
a,
I can't
alarm
bells feelings. Yeah.
And came back.
But they would talk more if I would not talk and then relax my face.
Okay. My daughter calls it open face.
Yeah.
Instead of like this, she goes.
Instead of like this, just to be like,
like, oh,
your questions have to be curious.
Lift your eyebrows.
But also your face has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
It's so true. It's so true. They
lift
know.
That's
they
open
know
face.
What
they
you know.
Think. And they're waiting for you.
And they're
you.
Expecting it. So they're waiting for it. And the second you, one flinch.
I knew you were going to freak out.
I
didn't even say anything, but it's my eyes going like this.
I knew you were going to freak out. That's
like,
I knew you were
going to
freak out. I wasn't going to tell
you.
You're
like, that wasn't a freak out.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. There's waves and palm trees. Oh, mourning is hard.
Good advice.
It's hard at every age.
And always have the Council of Moms ready to go so that you can ask or that you can say, I asked them and they said and this. And then they can react and you can react and then you can have your
little space.
Because you're your own person. And then you can go and create nothing shocks you anymore.
It does.
Oh, good. That was good.
See? Open face. There it is. You
open
got
face.
It. Yeah. Lift the eyebrows and go.
Oh, thank you so much. I could talk to you guys forever. This has been really fun. Thank you for joining us on the Council of Moms. I'd love to know what your perspective is on how you encourage God and religion with your kids, what your perspective is. We need to continue the conversation. Please leave a comment. Let us know what you think. And we will see you next time.